Hey, g'day, g'day, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. So today is Monday, July 22nd, 3:44 p.m. What I'm about to show you are a bunch of charts that was generated from the following data sources, what we call Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis in the U.S., Fed, and this is the Fed Economic Data web portal. And the other data that you're going to get is from what we call the National Association of Purchasing Managers, monthly index of U.S. manufacturing compiled by the Institute of Supply Management, ISM, and they put out some charts as well in terms of manufacturing. So let's get to the charts. All right. These are them. I purposely have gone back all the way back as I can for historical purposes. So let me go over to the beginning. So here's the first chart, continued claims, uninsured, unemployment. They say there's record lows, but you can see here back into the early 70s, it was even lower, but still that's good enough. And it's also flatlined, as you can see. Another important one is what we call durable goods, manufacturer orders, durable goods, and this is the inventory. As inventory starts to build up, we want to see the durable goods, hard goods, inventory stay low. We don't want it to rise, because if it means if it's rising, then that means that products are not being sold, consumed in the U.S. So you can see here, it is dropping, which is good. GDP is up, as you can see. Also, industrial production is up, but just so you know, right here it's starting to decline, but that is no, should not scare people at this point, as there have been historical moments when the industrial production does drop off. Then we get into industrial production business equipment. This one right here, it's still increased a little bit, dropped off. And these are the sort of charts that probably spook President Trump. Industrial production equipment, it still has risen and has dropped off a little bit, but you can see historically it does take place. Production business equipment, same. Let's see, where am I at? Okay, so now we get industrial production, manufacturers from the NAICS peaked, I'm going to estimate, just before the big drop in 2008. It has dropped here, but there's a big drop you can see around 2008. So I'm not too worried about that, but I'm going to show you something that I would be worried about. Industrial production materials, right here. Still, everything's peaking, slight drop off, nothing to be too concerned about. Now, this is an interesting one. So along comes Obama in around 2008, wants to get rid of mining, and it did take place. You can see here in this drop, but as soon as Trump starts coming in, mining has started to go up again. And that's specifically around gold, and as the U.S. market or economy becomes more insular, they would be obviously extracting other minerals as well that they would normally rely on via external sources outside the country. Now, these are the charts I worry about. These are the right from that ISM that you never hear about. This is the overall surveys of manufacturing custom inventories index. So the thing we need to be really concerned about here, and it's done every month, is right here in 2008. What we want to focus is on the net overall of everything. You net everything out. You can see that if this is inventories, it's starting to rise. That means that products that's manufactured in the States are not being consumed as fast. So these, by a survey, these manufacturers are starting to worry about the inventory build. So that is one of the first warning signs of things not doing too good. Then we get into manufacturing imports index with the trade war. Right here, again, with the blue, sky blue, You can see it's dropped off in around 2019. It has gone up slightly here, but overall it's down. And that's, I'm going to assume, is because of the Chinese or just general sanctions and trade war business. Manufacturing inventories. This is good that the inventories is dropping. But you can see here when you get these big drops in around 2007, kind of choppy, and then just a sudden plunge over about a year between 08 and 09. And then suddenly it starts to pick up. So when you hit these, call them valleys, you can use these kind of indicators to indicate, yes, we do see an uptick in the overall economy, which is good. Looking for like those equivalent of green shoots when those economies hit. Here's another one. Manufacturing new export orders. They have been going down since around 2017. I can always look at the raw data, but I'm just giving you a rough eyeball. So that's been steadily dropping because of the trade wars. Durable goods did peak and it's starting to drop again. I'm sure that this sky blue chart plot is related around news coming out of the results of the negotiations with a trade war. Right now it's not looking good, so it drops. But again, you can see these big, massive drops. And again, you can use these for historical purposes. So if you set, let's say, this line here, I'll say something like this, something like that, as the bottom, and that continues to drop below there, then you know you have a problem. Here, the manufacturing new orders, non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, has been topping out, which is good, but it's not doing too badly. The non-farm private payroll has gone up. Now, this is another important one, is private housing, number of authorized building permits. It has been rising right here. It's been steadily down. But I can't say if I give Trump all the credit here for that. But there's that uptrend, but it has dropped off, as you can see here. Composite, PMI. PMI, again, is manufacturing. This is the classic one that you always hear about. So in around 2018, it's been a steady decline. I don't know, because when you look at that, versus some of the other surveys that I just showed you, inventory build is not building up as high as you think it is. The imports are dropping off. It's definitely slowing down. But again, it's like when you hit below that 50 where you should start worrying. And, it's quite a bit above that. But once it goes below supposedly 50, that's recessionary, which is not far away, but still it can bounce back, and I don't know, but it's these sudden drops, but if there is a calamity, it will quickly drop with the bad news, and PMI is one of the ones that are looked at for forward looking. So if this suddenly really just for the next couple of months keeps dropping, it will drop, and then that's when the real panic will set in. Consumer sentiment's still pretty good. Again, some of these are very lagging, so the PMI is a good one. Look at the unemployment rate as well. It's been pretty strong down, but just wait for the PMI to be really the one to watch, I think, over the next few days. That's pretty well all I want to show you, and hopefully this will help you out. We shall talk to you later. Have a good day.